Welcome to this week's Lay's Kettle Cooks Presents Crunch Time. My special guest this week is nose tackle Benny Logan. Benny, you've been in the league for just over a season now. Do you recall what was your welcome to the NFL moment?
My welcome to the NFL moment would have to be a first practice against us, the Temple. I wasn't expecting that. We kind of did tempo at LSU because we played Oregon the year before, so, you know, we went to high tempo, but I actually go against, you know, NFL guys and the speed of the game. It was unbelievable. It was like my welcome, okay, welcome to the NFL moment. It was brutal, but once I adjusted to it, I mean, it's pretty good.
Now, how does it help the defense?
I mean, it helped the defense a lot. I think it's totally an advantage, to be honest, because the team try to go no huddle, tempo thing on us. Things they have to realize, we practice get that every day, so we prepare for it. Just condition-wise, I mean, we don't do too much running because we do all our running, you know, during practice and when we go against our offense. So it really get the both of two, where you get the conditioning and you also get, you know, up-tempo offense. So a lot of chaos going on. It allow you to focus on, you know, the play that just been called on, focus on your responsibility and just get lined up to play.
Benny, who is the toughest offensive lineman that you've ever gone up against?
The toughest offensive lineman I ever went up against. I can't say.
You don't want to give the name out? You don't want to give that person any praise?
Or? I mean, I don't want to say, you know, like nobody, because then, you know, some people would think, you know, I'm being cocky and arrogant, which I'm not that kind of person. But
of course,
it's not like one center that I went against in the league that I was like, wow, that guy right there was, you know, was a mauler, or that guy right there, you know, was a punisher or anything like that. It's just, you know, pretty much see typical same centers like weekend when we got. So, I mean, but Kelsey, you know, practice against Kelsey gave me speed and power, so it really allows the game to be easier for me. I mean, he's quick at the point of attack, he's powerful and things like that. So when it comes to game time, you know, I pretty much seen all week what I'm going to get, so I really can't just pinpoint, you know, just one center or anything that.
Kelsey's a good answer, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But I didn't want to say that, and people like, oh, he's talking about his own teammate. Of course, he's going to give his own teammate credit, but I'm just being none. Kelsey is the best one I went against.
What's the most underrated part of playing defensive line?
The most underrated part? In our scheme, I don't really think it's an underrated part. I think it's like an overlooked thing. It's like people expect, you know, a nose tackle. You hear a nose tackle, you think, oh, this guy got to be 330, 340, this and that. And me and Miko, it's crazy that you brought that. Me and Miko was talking, matter of fact, the other day, about, you know, a lot of people saying, you know, I'm an undersized nose tackle. We need a traditional nose tackle. And I was like, I asked him, like, how many times do, you know, you get blocked? How many times do an offensive lineman get up on you? And he was like, never. Nothing like that. And I was like, I was just wondering. He was like, why? I'm like, because a lot of people are saying, you know, I'm undersized and this and that. And I was like, next time they ask me that, I'm going to tell them to come ask you how many times you get blocked and things like that. He was like, tell them to do that. So, I mean, that's something I feel like is really overlooked. You know, you got to be 330, 340 pounds. I mean, that's a good thing. But as you can see, when you're playing against our offense, got that big only being the game, what, 20? 15 snaps, maybe, because you get wore down. So, I mean, I feel good where I'm at. I do a good job of keeping Miko protected, and that's my main responsibility. As long as I keep him healthy all season long, I mean, the run that we would have would be a good run.
Now, if you could play any other position, what would it be?
I'd be a quarterback. Not really throw the ball. I just want to just tuck the ball down and run. I'll try to run over people. I don't know, you know, the success I have that, but that's something I always wanted to do, just, you know, being shotgun, and like I'm gonna pass the ball and just take off running. Even in high school, I always wanted to just be a quarterback or a safety, just to run up and just get a free shot on somebody and just smash them.
Now, Benny, you're from Coushatta?
Coushatta.
Coushatta, Louisiana.
Coushatta, Louisiana.
What do you miss most about back home?
Food. I miss home cooking food. Definitely. If I could bring the food from Louisiana or back home up here, I think that would be complete.
Now, Benny, is it true that you're one of eight children?
Yes.
Can you name your seven siblings?
Yes. I start from youngest to the oldest.
Oh, okay, good.
Youngest, my youngest sister, Lacey Logan, Jeremy Logan, is me, Corey Logan, Adrian Logan, Jessica Logan, Carla Logan, and Jesse Logan. All my brothers and sisters.
If you had went in a random order, I was going to say it was the first person in your favorite. So it's a good thing that you said youngest from the start.
I really can't say I have a favorite or anything because
Hope you wouldn't say here
No, because like, think about my family, my brothers and my sister. Like, we were really close. We always talking to each other. They always calling and texting on me. Like, matter of fact, I was getting taped for practice day. My sister called and I thought something was wrong or something. She was like, no, I'm just calling to check on you and things like that. So I hear from my family every day. Just doesn't a day go by that they're texting me or calling to check on me, see how things going. So I really have a really tight family and a real tight sibling also.
So, Ben, you're number 96.
Yeah.
What's the decision behind that number?
I don't know. There's no one just giving to me. I don't know. I was kind of expecting. I wanted to kind of get, like, maybe a number 90. It was been, like, a cool number or something. But then I got 96. I was like, okay, I could deal with 96. Because I was 93 my first 3 years at LSU. I was number 93, so then my last year, I was number 18, so 96, I think I wear it pretty well, and I think it's a good number on me.
Benny, what's the significance of that number 18
LSU? Number 18 LSU is it's a traditional thing now at LSU, and it's passed down to the guy. Good leadership on and off the field, you know, take care of his business, an unselfish guy, and just shows good character. And it's voted on by all the training room staff, the equipment staff, the coaches and former guys that wore number 18, so it's not voted on by your teammates, so, you know, you're a player favorite with your teammates. They're like, they can't vote, okay, I want this guy because I'm cool with him. It's a voted on by the coaches, so it just shows, like, that they really have good trust in you, that the thing that you're doing, they really take notice of it, and it's your leadership, and it's a good thing to wear that number. If you wear that number, it means, like, it's a big deal at LSU.
So, Benny, last question. Eagles are 2-0 to start the season. This Sunday, you're facing Washington. What is the key to victory?
The key to victory is stopping the run. As you've seen, Monday Night Football against the coach came out and did a pretty good job running the ball on us. So, we know the Redskins going to try to establish a run early in the game with their backup quarterback in to, you know, get the game flowing. But this game, we really got to step up big, especially on the D-line. We really got to step up big this game, stop the run. And then just put them in situations where they pass the ball more and let our rushers rush and let our cover guys cover. But, yeah, this game here is basically stopping their run and just going from there.
Benny, you've earned that bag of chips.
Appreciate
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's this week's Lay's CalCook Presents Crunch Time. Our special guest, nose tackle Benny Logan. Thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Lay's Kettle Cook. Enjoy more than 10 delicious flavors and varieties. Made with the simple goodness of real ingredients with no artificial flavors.